connoisseurs. Another group of visitors who undoubtedly regard themselves as rather special are the connoisseurs, so much despised by the Duke of Bedford. Many of them are academics, who are treated in this text as a separate group from visitors, partly because they so rarely regard themselves as visitors and partly because they so rarely are prepared to pay, whereas most visitors are. At the most cynical, the manager of the heritage site may regard the connoisseur group as those who wish to take up more staff time than any other group, at a time specially reserved for them, to be shown things which other groups do not expect and, of course, to see them free of charge. The group intends to pay in cultural capital instead of hard currency. This text regards academics themselves as a completely separate market for heritage, and they are discussed below, but they too, are visitors, and can provide both an opportunity and a problem to the heritage manager. Their needs are extremely varied, but are likely to be significantly different from other visitors. Return visitors, of whichever group, are perhaps the holy grail of heritage management. Many people within day-tripping range may be persuaded to. Page 129.